And now, the weekend jump off with Jay Howard. What went down and what went off in Toronto this weekend?
Yeah, October 1st, 2006. This is Higher Learning. I'm Mike Howard. Last night, we took a microphone through Nuit Blanche, an all-night art party happening down at the U of T campus and around Queen West. Lots of people came out last night for a sculpture made out of fog, a lonely sheep, a water piano, child DJs, dark water, a sauna tent, so the list goes on, and a pool rave. We had a blast. Let's take you back. This is The First Word on CIUT 89.5.
Whereas music and the space are kind of integrated together, I guess you could say.
Sorry, what?
Where the music and the visual environment and the space are kind of one, in a sense. It's not necessarily we're here for a music concert entirely. It's also just to be in the environment.
To be here, and that's the key, is to experience it as well.
As a whole,
I see.
And there's also speakers underwater, you can hear sound underwater, and you can hear, and the music becomes a part of the environment of when your head is above the water.
The kids look like they're really enjoying it.
I guess so. It'll be very different here when they go, because they're making a fair amount of sound, so in a reverberant space like this, any sound is as strong is going to overtake the space. So,
what are you expecting is going to happen later on when the kids leave and some older folks show up?
I think it'll be the music will probably take more prominence, and it'll be a quieter environment from a social point of view, I think. But we'll see.
What kind of music are you guys going to play later on? What are you thinking is going to be coming out of the speakers at about midnight?
Well, there'll be some things that'll be very ambient, other things that'll be more techno dance oriented. It'll be quite a mix of those two things, I guess.
What's your name?
My name is Darren Copeland. I'm doing the audio for the event.
What made you want to get involved with Nuit Blanche?
Well, I'm part of this project. I was curious to see what would happen with music in a pool as well as music underwater. This is a rather unique phenomenon unto itself.
Very cool.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, man.
Okay. Cool. Okay, yeah, this is so cool.
I know.
Okay, Mike, you sure you
want
to walk all the way through?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay.
The first word in the fog. Very foggy.
No, that's fine.
This is like too foggy.
CIUT 89.5 in the fog. Nuit Blanche.
Put this around the hot tub.
September 30th, 9:28. In the fog. Do you guys want to do an interview?
Yes!
Nice.
That is so
cool. What do you guys think of the fog?
It's so
pretty
cool.
Amazing.
Yeah?
It's awesome, yeah.
Yeah?
I like screaming Marco, see if they scream Polo back.
Yeah, is that what you've been doing so far?
We've been hiding in the fog and then saying
it's
it.
True.
Yeah?
It's a pretty cool experience. Yeah.
And we've been looking at the lamppost in the fog when it's more foggy than this and imagining that we were in Narnia.
Yes.
Why fog? Why do you think she used fog in this space?
because it's mystifying. It's cool. It's unexpected.
Yeah.
Fog is it's pretty cool.
Well, how would you describe it? And what's the first word that comes to your mind when you?
I feel like I'm in a dream.
Really?
Yeah. You can't really describe it. Yeah.
Makes you feel spacey.
It's very surreal.
In orbit.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, it's just a really cool experience. There's nothing you've ever had before.
It's kind of like that experience where you're just waking up, and then like
it's all foggy, and then you're like,
oh, that's true.
What else at Nuit Blanche are you guys going to check out?
Let's check that map.
We've been to a few places. We saw a counting sheep, which was really fun.
Oh, I heard about that.
And we were counting the sheep, but we only saw one.
Is there only one sheep that just walks back and forth? That was pretty easy to count it, I guess.
Yeah.
And we also saw, I don't know what it's called, but another one where this guy is playing a guitar with, like, broken tapes all around it.
Oh, really? There's a pretty cool thing at the car wash where they're showing videos, I think, down on Queen West. There's a car wash. Well, the car wash on Queen and Dufferin, they're showing videos down there.
Really?
On, I think maybe in the car wash, maybe amongst all the brushes.
Oh, wow.
So you can get, yeah, pretty cool.
Yeah.
What's your name?
Melanie Sikowski.
What's your name?
Alex.
What's your name?
Natalie Dunn.
Hey, thanks a lot.
No problem. Thank you.
Cool.
What are you?
Oh, it's for CIUT. It'll be on at 2 p.m. tomorrow, so you can listen in.
CIUT.
Yeah, 89.5. All right, cheers. See ya.
Oh, nice. Come on.
In the fog.
So what's
happening? Hi, what's your name?
My name is Fujiko Nakaya.
And this?
Tokyo, Japan.
And this is your exhibit?
Yes, fog sculpture. Fog in Toronto, actually.
How did you choose this space?
Actually, the curators chose Philosopher's Walk. And they had me come over a few days earlier to choose the spot. There were like three different places that I could have chosen, but this was appealing very much, and had also different air current patterns that I could imagine for growth flow, and so I chose this.
What do you think people are feeling amidst the fog?
I can't believe so many people enjoying the fog.
Must be really happy.
Yes. You usually want to get rid of it, you know, on the highways.
Of course, yeah. What gave you the idea to do an installation like this?
I used to paint clouds, and then I wanted to go out. I wasn't walking towards the museum. I wanted to come out to the people, and I decided to do something more environmental and physical. And so I started creating. Actually, the first one I did was 36 years ago at Expo in Osaka.
See.
Expo 70 in Osaka.
So you've been doing this for a long time.
Yes.
So what's the idea behind it? Like what would you like people to take away from this? Like what's the experience of it all?
You experience nature differently. That's what I would like people to experience. I mean, artists, we have to be careful not to abuse the nature, but at the same time we don't want to shut out the experience of nature, especially from children. And how do you have to invent new ways of experiencing nature, and this is one of the ways to appreciate nature. This is all nature's doing, you know, nature's craft that we are enjoying. I'm just building a stage for the nature to perform. So
I think it's beautiful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Make that your